In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Santa Mary, who meditated the Word of God in her heart. Mary pondered the Word of God in her heart. So Mary indeed is our model. So let's say the prayer that she loves most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Turn to the Holy Spirit that he'll give us a lot of light so that we can read the Word of God and put it into practice. So as we say the prayer of the Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in this consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady Fatima, pray for us. St. Joseph, Father Lanteri, pray for us. St. Benedict, pray for us. St. Jerome, pray for us. So yesterday we started a brief summary of one of the Gospels in the Holy Bible. And that gospel was the gospel of St. John. So we had arrived at John chapter 7. So I'm just going to give you a brief summary, hoping all of you will really fall in love with the Word of God, to read the Word of God, meditate the Word of God, understand the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, and most important, put into practice the Word of God. So going from our eyes, our mind, our heart, to our feet, as Pope Francis said, let's take the Word of God into our lives. Okay, John chapter 7 is a chapter where we see Jesus in the Temple of Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. John chapter 8 is very much related to John chapter 4, because John chapter 4 you see a woman who had many, many men. John chapter 8, we find Jesus encountering the woman who committed adultery. They brought this woman to Jesus, and they were waiting for a law to approve of this woman to be stoned to death. And Jesus says, whoever is without sin, let him throw the first stone. They all drop their stones, starting with the elders. Jesus looks at the woman and says, where are the women that condemned you? And he says, I do not condemn you, but go and sin no more. That's John chapter 8. John chapter 9, we see Jesus healing a man that was blind from birth. He gives him his sight so that he can see Jesus, who is the light of the world. John chapter 10, I'm just giving you a brief summary so that all of you will hopefully I'll whet your appetite so that you start to fall in love with the Word of God. Just giving you a brief summary of the content of the chapters of John and a short message. John chapter 10 is the chapter of the Good Shepherd. Jesus takes the Psalm 23, which is the most famous psalm in the Bible, and he applies it to himself. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. The hired hand, when he sees the wolf coming, he takes to flight. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. And I'm willing to give my life for the sheep, as Jesus did on Good Friday by suffering the crucifixion. So there's a connection between Psalm 23, the psalm of the good shepherd, and Jesus, who says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. John chapter 11. John chapter 11, we're going to see the most famous miracle, most powerful miracle in the life of Jesus before his resurrection. That was Jesus is preaching the Word of God. Mary and Martha say, Lord, the one you love, Lazarus is sick. So Jesus arrived at the house of Mary and Martha there in Bethany. Lazarus is already dead for 4 days. Jesus goes to the tomb. And he says, where was he buried? There he is. He was buried in a cave. And Jesus said, remove the stone. They say, well, Lord, it already smells bad because he's been buried. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever eats my body, drinks my blood, will have everlasting life. I am the resurrection and the life. So the huge stone is moved, and then Jesus cries out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, came out of the tomb, and he was given to Mary and Martha. What a wonderful, powerful miracle. Jesus is proving that he has power over death. That's John chapter 11. John chapter 12, what do we have there? Because of this extraordinary miracle, Mary and Martha decide to invite Jesus to their home to have a banquet, thanking Jesus for having saved their brother and bring him back to life. That's John chapter 12, the banquet at Bethany, thanking Jesus. Okay, John chapter 13, we already enter into what is called Holy Week, into the Paschal Mystery. There, John chapter 13, Jesus, with the disciples, he gets down on his knees, and he takes their sandals off, and Jesus washes the feet of the disciples. And he says, you call me Master and Lord, I am, but also I am your servant. What I have done, you also are called to do. Then he also gives them his greatest commandment, which is, love one another as I have loved you. Then at the Last Supper, Jesus calls the apostles friends. He says, I don't call you servants because a servant does not know what the master is about, but I call you friends. You are my friends. Now I'm going to do just very quickly so we can get through the Gospel of John. John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Those chapters are the Last Supper discourse. So Jesus is seated at the Last Supper with the apostles, and he gives them a long, wonderful discourse. So I invite you to read through the Gospel of John to get to know what were those last words that Jesus gave to the apostles and to us before he was crucified on Good Friday. And then John chapter 18 and 19, what do we have? We have the crucifixion and death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then the last two chapters of the Gospel of St. John refer to Jesus who rose from the dead, his resurrection. The last chapter, which is John chapter 21, Jesus is taking a walk with Peter along the shore of Galilee after Peter and the apostles have caught 153 big fish. And Jesus gives them to eat. Then after they've finished having breakfast with Jesus, Jesus pulls Peter apart and has a walk with him along the shore of Galilee. And St. John the Evangelist is walking behind. And Jesus says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know all things. You know I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord. You know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you really love me? And that hurt him because he asked him three times. He said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. When you were young, you used to go where you wanted. When you get older, they'll take you against your will and fasten you, indicating the way that Peter would glorify the Lord. Peter, like Jesus, would be crucified with his head to the ground. And Peter turns around and says, what about him? Looking to John. And Jesus says, don't worry about that. You come and follow me. So in these last two classes, I've given you a short summary of the Gospel of St. John. I hope that all of you love the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you understand the Word of God, you love the Word of God, and you try to put into practice the living Word of God. And don't forget, as well as I always remind you, try to share this with a lot of your friends so that they will get to know the Word of God and put into practice. Amen.